Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, Capitec's decision to block electronic fund transfers to crypto exchanges has, I think fair to say, sparked a wave of dismay within the crypto community. The bank says it's about fraud prevention and encourages the use of Capitec Pay as a safer alternative. But I'm also reading that crypto enthusiasts are not convinced. They're arguing the new system is more expensive and question whether it's a genuine security measure or simply a move to boost profit. I want to unpack one reaction tonight and the potential impact on the crypto space in South Africa. He's been on our program before, country manager at Luno. Christo De Wit, good evening to you and a warm welcome. What do you read into the timing of this restriction right now?
I think it's a very interesting move on behalf of Capitec to take such a blanketed approach when it comes to stopping all EFT transactions or transfers from cryptocurrency providers to the bank. But on the other side of that, also knowing that Capitec created their Capitec product exactly for that reason, to make sure that their customers are safer. And then what that then means is when their customers want to make a deposit to a cryptocurrency exchange, they have to use Capitec Pay, which then means that they have to approve that transaction on their mobile banking app. So there is a level of higher scrutiny and more secure process there. And I hear what a lot of listeners say, that you know, it could be profit boosting because there's a higher fee, because EFT transactions came at a much lower cost than the Capitec Pay transactions do. But then at the other side of the spectrum, I think it is also fair to say that, okay, this is more secure. And that ultimately is the role of the bank as the custodian of your funds to make sure that that security is there.
Christo, did this move take your industry by surprise?
It was a sudden decision, and there wasn't any warning for the industry to make this. But we know that the cryptocurrency industry has been under scrutiny over the past few years. There has been a de-risking as well a few years ago from the banking industry. But I do think that, you know, especially looking at where the cryptocurrency industry has moved over the past few years in South Africa, crypto is a financial product. It's regulated by the FSCA under the FASE Act. All cryptocurrency exchanges are accountable institutions. So I do think that that also needs to be considered, that when cryptocurrency exchanges and companies have to comply with the FASE Act, that there is a level of due diligence and compliance necessary to make sure that those companies, you know, have anti-fraud and financial crime preventions in place. Such as Luno, we have all of the measures and controls in place, and we make sure that those kinds of activities do not occur on our platform.
So if you and perhaps others have that, it brings us back to the profit motive again, doesn't it?
I mean, it is an interesting point. I won't be able to speak to that. I mean, I think the execs at Capitec will have to give opinion on that. But we also have to look at the level of security that this product brings. And this could potentially be a move that Capitec decides to make across the board and roll that out across e-commerce as well. And I think only the team at Capitec will be able to indicate that. It is a difficult one to answer, Jeremy.
Do you think that crypto exchanges generally are working hard enough with banks not only to mitigate fraud and ensure customer freedom, but perhaps also to bring the banks on board to explain what you're doing, and as you've outlined to me, perhaps the rigorous checks and balances that you have, which might not necessarily be well communicated or well understood?
As an industry, I think we are doing quite a lot in that sense, but specifically from a Luno point of view, over the last few years, we've worked relentlessly with all the big banks in South Africa, communicating and educating them on the industry and what security measures and controls we have in place. I mean, if you just look at it from a Luno point of view, we have a compliance team that is very robust and actually comply with anti-financial crime and fraud measures to international standards. We're also trying to educate on what controls are in place for cryptocurrency transactions in general. And I think a big misconception is that cryptocurrency transactions are completely anonymous, but we know this is not the case. All cryptocurrency transactions on the blockchain are actually recorded. And because more exchanges are becoming regulated globally, that means that those exchanges have to capture customer information, meaning ID, addresses, and so forth. So that anonymity is no longer a thing to be concerned of. So there's a lot of education that we're driving in this space, trying to make the banks more aware, but it takes time. This is a novel industry. It's something that hasn't been around that long. But a player such as Luna, who's been around for 11 years, have done quite a lot in working with the banks and trying to drive that awareness on all the controls that we have in place.
Christo, we're focusing this conversation on Capitec, but are you able to tell me how other banks are reacting to this move, and are they maintaining a present stance on crypto, or are they going to change, or are they likely to change?
I think it's very unlikely that the banks will take follow the same approach that Capitec has followed. We know that the FSCA are also working directly with the banks to make them more aware of the cryptocurrency industry. So I do not see that the banks following suit in the same way that Capitec has.
And just finally, as far as Capitec is concerned, do you have a sense of how much more it might cost in terms of process and transaction fees?
Well, I think one thing that we need to be aware of is that the EFT transactions came at a very low cost. So Capitec Pay, I know, I think I'm speaking under correction, but I think they do charge R1 per transaction for their customers. But then there's also card payments. So there is a little bit of an increased cost when it comes to the deposits, but the withdrawals are still not restricted under this rule, Jeremy.
I'm going to leave it there, and thank you very much for the reaction and the explanation. That's Christo de Wit from Luno. He's the country manager here in South Africa. Christo, I'm sure we'll talk again, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.